I would now like to give our investment view on gold. Gold is a very polarizing subject. You either love it or you hate it. And certainly up front, I will like to disclaim that I tend to be in the latter camp. However, I think it's worthwhile discussing the two investment options that investors have in South Africa. You can either buy gold, the metal, or gold, the miners. Starting off on the metal, it has been the best performing commodity over the past 12 months. While most other commodities have halved, gold has increased significantly. And the reason for this has been that it's been seen as an alternative to the US dollar or US treasury bills, so a haven in the time of uncertainty. You've seen a huge surge in investment demand, either in ETFs or in coins, but at the same time you have seen a drop-off on the jewelry demand. The key point to make about investing in gold is if you had wanted to invest in gold to protect yourself from a once-in-50-year recession, it's happened. Again, it's arguably reflected in the price already. We have had the greatest recession since the 30s, and the gold price, to a certain extent, has reflected that fear trade or the movement from people from riskier assets into what they deem to be a risk-free asset like gold. Also importantly, it's a very, very small market. You are unlikely to ever invest all your assets in gold because the gold market itself is very small. But the key point to take away is that if you are investing in gold, you are speculating, which means that your only way you're going to generate a return is if you get to sell your gold to someone else at a higher price. Gold has no yield. If you buy a company, if you buy a bond, or if you buy a property, you earn a yield over time. Over time, two-thirds of your return from investing in equity comes from the dividend yield as opposed to capital appreciation. Whereas in gold, the entire premise is that you will sell it at a point in time at a higher price. And you will need to sell gold because the only way you can convert that to consume is to sell it in the market. If that's the view on gold, the metal, how does that translate into the miners? South African miners, in the past 10 years, we've had a huge bull market in gold, probably the second biggest gold bull market after the 70s. And the dollar gold price has increased four times over that 10-year period. However, we've done some research, and over the past 10 years, the three major SA gold miners have actually consumed cash as opposed to pay any cash back to its shareholders. So if you take out the amount of dividends that the gold companies have paid to shareholders and subtract from that any rights issues, capital raisings, convertible debt issues, it actually turns out that all the gold majors have actually taken cash from shareholders as opposed to paying out cash to shareholders in the biggest gold bull market that we've seen in the last 30 years. Why is that so? 2 points. Firstly, cost growth. South African gold miners are deep-level gold miners, and they face particularly telling cost constraints. They are very, very labor-intensive, and labor continues to grow at above inflationary cost increases. Deep-level mining is also not particularly safe, and government is on an enormous drive to improve the safety of mining underground, which comes with, again, additional costs. The other point is that they are big consumers of electricity. In order to drive the lift shafts, to drive the cooling, to keep it livable 3 kilometers underground, they are huge users of electricity, and we know what's been happening to the electricity prices. So the cost for extracting rock ore from underground has grown dramatically. On the other side, the quality of that rock, in terms of the quality of the number of amount of gold that it contains, is declining. The actual grade has declined from 5 grams a ton, so 5 grams of gold per ton of rock mined, down to 3.5 grams per ton, so a 40% degradation in grade. So while your costs have increased by 30 or 40%, the actual yield you're getting has also declined by 30 or 40%. The net result is that South African gold miners need this current level of gold price just to break even, never mind to make profits. So at the end of the day, whatever your view on gold, whether you're bullish or bearish on the metal, we believe rather play it through the ETF than through the gold mining industry.